your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Tonight's game was presented by Open MRI of Wall. Put your trust in physician-owned and operated Open MRI and Diagnostic Imaging of Wall, the premier medical imaging provider at the Jersey Shore.
Back here, second quarter about set to start. Into the darkness, Brick Memorial will go with a second and eight. One bank of lights has been knocked out right now, and that is the direction that the Mustangs are going. They have it at the Brick Township 23-yard line as we set our second set of 12 minutes off and running. Over the middle, catch is made. Good grab by the sophomore Joe Hans, who will take it down inside the 10 to about the 8-yard line and set up a first and goal for Brick Memorial.
So after a few dismal offensive series to start the game, Brick Memorial now has it going. That big pass play from Saplinski to Walker got him going, and now they're on the knocking on the door for their first score of the season.
Hans splitting out near sideline to the right. Up top to the left is Kuhn. Wings to either side. Walker will go in motion. Costa gets the carry on first and goal right into the heart of the Brick defense. Gets to the 7-yard line. A gain of one to bring up a second and goal.
Brick Memorial is driving to where the bank of lights is out. The side of the field that would be the Brick sideline is where those lights are at, and it is pretty dark over there. We'll give you an update on the lights when we get a moment.
Costa single back. Saplinski will keep it off the left side. Bounces way forward inside the 5. Gets down to the 2. 5-yard pickup with a minute gone by in the second quarter. Third down and goal in a very important drive here for Brick Memorial to get themselves back into contention in this one.
Here's the maintenance report. They think there might be a short in those lights. They put a new track in here, and maybe when they were doing some of the work there, there's a short. Now the electrician has arrived and is working on it.
Saplinski checks the defense over as he comes to the line. Wings to either side. Walker will go in motion. It'll be Costa on the carry. And he is in for the touchdown. A score for Brick Memorial from 2 yards out. The junior running back, Nick Costa, has made it 13-6 early on in the second quarter.
Big, big drive for the Stangs to not only get on the board, but get a little momentum here, and again, a long, long way to go.
Saplinski, also the place kicker, will work out of the hold of his wide receiver, Joe Hans. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. It is dead on through the uprights. 13-7. 10:29 remaining in the A South and season opener for both of these teams. Brick leading Brick Memorial 13-7.
So had each team scoring an offensive touchdown, and it was a big play in each case that kind of got them going, and they were able to capitalize.
Yeah, Memorial definitely needed that touchdown. And isn't it funny, guys, when something like this happens with the lights and unexplained situation, that all the action is where the lights are at.
Yeah, exactly.
All three touchdowns scored, in relative darkness. The referees has deemed it not a safety hazard, so we will continue to play. Let's hope nothing else happens. I've been involved in games where lights have gone out and we've had to come back the next day, or in some cases, if it was a Saturday, come back on a Sunday or a Monday to finish the game.
You could do what they did a few years ago. Remember
the
game at Wrigley Field?
Everything
went one direction.
One direction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was a bowl game, wasn't it?
It was a bowl game, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't have enough room. That was a safety problem because the end line of the goal
was against the stands.
Right against the stands. No, it wasn't the stands. It was the brick wall.
Imagine having a guy. But I love that commercial they do now where Andre Dawson comes out of the Ivy. They find him because of one of those situations. Could have lost a player in there.
Carl Hume will come on and kick off here for Brick Memorial. Going back deep for Brick, looks to be number 43, Trevor Mastria. Can't get the number over the far side player for Brick quite yet.
Ed should be able to pick it up.
I think it's number 8.
Thomas Leach.
Yep, that's who it is.
Kuhn will step into it. He will kick it in the direction of Leach. From the 12-yard line, out of the 15, out to the 20, gets to the 25, where he is stacked up and stopped into a wall of green. First down and 10 coming up here for the Green Dragons, who I think, Kevin, as well as they played up 13-7 in this first quarter, this is an important drive for them. You know, Brick Memorial just scored, kind of get the momentum back a little bit. If Brick can have a good drive here, you know, kind of finishes off what would be a pretty good half for him.
No question that Memorial, though, feels they're kind of, they've gotten themselves, they've righted the ship right back in it, and a throw out here would do wonders for their defense.
Cuneo, Watson, and Darcy will come to the near sideline, set up a trips formation that way. Single receiver to the right with Phillips in the shotgun.
Clock is out. The scoreboard clock is out.
Here is the carry. It will go to number 33, Fattoruso. He's dropped in the backfield for a loss of 3 to bring up a 2nd and 13. The electrical problems continuing here at Brick Memorial High School. We've got a bank of lights out. Now the scoreboard and the clock has gone out.
That means they'll keep the time on the field, which really doesn't do us very much good.
There's about 10 minutes remaining in the second quarter with a 13-7 advantage for Brick. We'll try and keep you updated on the time as often as we can. Green Dragons change the formation, put Trips now into the right side. Far sideline, Mastria, the single man, back to the left. He will motion all the way across. Now quads off to the right. Here's the carry for Cuccinello. Shot a misdirection play back to the left. Stacked up with the 20, a loss of 2. We'll bring up now a 3rd down and 15. Rich Kuhn among those on the stop.
Meanwhile, back-to-back stops for a loss of yardage, and obviously the Stang defense very much right back in this thing. Puts Brick in a 3rd and long, and this is where the Green Dragons have to be careful not to make a mistake in their own territory.
Tight end receiver this time to the right. Slot receiver combination back to the left for Phillips. He wants Fattoruso to motion, come back in the backfield and help out. Busted play, looks like. Phillips in trouble, and will get dropped. 3 straight plays, 3 straight losses in yardage for the Green Dragons, and on the 3-and-out, they will have to punt it away.
Well, that a disaster of a series for the Green Dragons. I mean, nothing but negative yardage in all 3 plays, and as you call it, a busted play on 3rd down. So Brick Memorial should get great field position, as is explained, as Brick will be punting from near the goal line. For Lisi will stand on his own 2-yard line.
Basile waiting at midfield. High snap goes up over the head for Lisi. Pressure coming. He's able to kick it. Now it bounces off a Memorial player. And finally the cover top. Nick Costa was the man who tried to hockey goalie stop it. And he was able to smother the football inside the 20-yard line.
Well, you know, I think Basile had a little more time
for Lisi.
Felici, pardon me, had a little more time to set and get the punt off. It looked like one of those old drop kicks almost, right? It almost hit the ground first. So here's Brick Memorial. Will have the ball on the 19-yard line of Brick. Down 6, and all of a sudden momentum is turned on the side of the guys in the green and gold.
6:53, guys. That's official. 6:53 left till half time.
And it'll start with the snap of the football here from Saplinski, who wants to throw. Doesn't have anybody open. Going to tuck it and run. Go to the far sideline. Get run out of bounds at about the 15. You know, the tackle that time was Muratour. Gain of just about 4 to bring up a 2nd and 6.
Well, you talk about, we've had a lot of ugliness here. Pretty entertaining game, though.
Yep. All kinds of movement. There's about 3 players in motion that time for Brick Memorial. That will draw a penalty. Back them up 5.
Manalapan, by the way, up on Jackson 14-0 as they close in on halftime in that one. Of course, Jackson has had Manalapan's number the last few years. Madeline leads Bishop off 14-0 after the first quarter.
Saplinski sets up, trips this down to the left. Back to work, wants to throw. Will go to the end zone, looking for Hans. The ball.
Whereas Brandon Darcy in a great inside position went up to really make the interception. The ball bounced off on him, and Hans just hauled in for a touchdown. And we're an extra point away from Brooke Memorial taking the lead for the first time tonight.
Saplinski on to try and unknot the score. Looking for the kicking tee, which will now get thrown into oblivion at the 25-yard line. Saplinski will grab it and give it to the man who just got the touchdown, Hans.
Well, we've had just about everything.
Everything.
I mean,
this good news is the scoreboard is back on.
This to make it 14-13. Kick is up. Looks to be good on. And it is. Brick Memorial 13. Brick 13. We step out here for 30 seconds. Back with more of our open MRI game of the week on 105.7 The Hop.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
6:28 remaining in our first half. Brick Memorial 14, Brick 13. This game has swung back and forth as the Green Dragons went up 13 to nothing, and then 14 straight here by the Mustangs to take the one-point advantage. As we come close to the midway point of quarter number two, scoreboard back on, seems to be functioning okay. The lights not yet turned back on across the field and to our right, and that is where Brick will receive the kick. Leach and Mustria back deep. It'll be Cume to kick off. Cume will send five to his left, five to his right, and kick it from the 40-yard line, dead center of the field. Wobbly end-over-end kick. Fielded at the 6-yard line by Leach, off the far hash mark. Takes it out over the 20 to about the 22, where it'll be first down and 10 for Brick. Ed, in a case like this, 13 for Brick to start, then 14 for Brick Memorial. Is it two even teams just kind of trading punches at one another?
You know, well, I think it the way it worked out, if it had happened the other way, if Memorial had got on the board with two quick ones, the younger, inexperienced Brick team might have folded. The other way, the experienced team, Mustangs, had a fight back, and that experience led them to the two touchdowns. So right now it's an even football game.
Halftime, Vianney leads Monsignor Donovan 26-0.
Here's Joe Phillips wanting to throw. Under pressure, going to step up in the pocket. And just as it gets to the line of scrimmage, taken down. I believe it was Rich Kuhn, number 67, on the stop.
Yeah, Kuhn's a good one, guys. He's the one big veteran on that D-line. Playing a little bit like Will Cannon did a few years back, who's now out in California at a junior college playing football.
One of the better defensive high school players in the Shore Conference that we've seen in the last few years, Will Canaan. He was a good one.
Wild man.
Second and 10. Phillips again wanting to throw. Watch from the pocket one more time. Goes right, takes a hard hit as he crosses the 25-yard line and gets to the 26 for a small gain to set up third down and what looks to be 7 coming up.
Let me give you a couple more scores here. Jackson Liberty up on Wall 14-6. Lacey up 21-8 over Pinelands. Neptune 14, Raritan 7. These are all second quarter scores. Manalapan 17-0 over Jackson at halftime.
And a time check when you can, as the clock has not really started since we were able to get it back up and running, if you have a moment. Third down here and 7 for Phillips. Under pressure again. And gets sandwiched and dropped. Looks like the ball might have popped out as well. But Memorial says they have it. And they do. Lombardo 54 was the first one to pop up off the pile and signal that there was a fumble. Phillips turning it over under all kinds of pressure. You know, Kevin, you talked about it. He's 5'11", which means he's about 5'9", and 140 pounds.
with some of the pressure that Brick Memorial has put on in that series, he just kind of gets lost and in that case coughed it up.
Yeah, this thing is just sort of falling apart a little bit for the Green Dragons here. And again, give credit to Brick Memorial's defense. Two big series in a row. They have just dominated the action. This one leading to the turnover.
4:51 till half, guys. 4:51.
4:51 remaining in the second quarter. Saplinski wants to throw. He's under pressure. He fumbles the football. And a scramble for it right now at the bottom of the pile is number 33, Cody Pinhole. For
Rick is sorry they have it.
Now, Pinhole did get it, Matt. Good call.
Cruz and Cuccinello combining in on that last tackle. That will go as about a 5-6 yard loss to bring up second down and long. We're inside of 5 minutes, we know that, and getting closer to 4 minutes right now. 14-13 is our score in favor of Brick Memorial.
That was a coverage sack. Good defense in the secondary as Saplinski did have time to throw but had to tuck the ball away.
Slot either side. Now Pinhole will go in motion from right to left. Saplinski wants to throw left. Under pressure, going to roll. Try to keep it alive. Pass is deflected and then incomplete. There's a flag down thrown in the offensive backfield.
Yeah, this is going to be a big one, Matt, because it was about...
It's about 6 yards. 6 yards in the backfield from the line of scrimmage, and then 10 more after that.
Right. I think it is even more than six, I believe, if it's where the flag is. So Brick should take this penalty. I can't believe they're going to turn it down because, it, like you said, Matt, it's going to be like an 18-yard penalty. Got to take it. They thought about declining.
You could make an argument for that, I guess, Ed.
Yeah, but it's going all the way back past to almost the 45-yard line, the 43-yard line, as opposed to, you know, it would have been on the 25.
Jackson Liberty leads Walt 21-6 at the half. Neptune up on Raritan 20-7, close to halftime there.
4 minutes remaining. 14-13, Brick Memorial.
Well, I'm not going to make excuses for Brick and Bill Bruno, but this is the first time anybody's been on this field all fall.
Second and 30. Saplinski wanting to throw. Hans is there again. And he makes the catch. And he tries to throw it to the 4-yard line. And again, it is Dossie on the coverage. Let's call it to the 3. That will go as a 40-yard completion.
Brendan Dossie is going to have a tough time sleeping tonight. He's going to have the nightmares about Hans.
Well, Hans at about 6'3", maybe 6'4", and Dossie, you know, giving away maybe 8 inches on him. Hans just out jumping him right there. Saplinski told him to go long. By the way, Saplinski took a shot after he released it, and he is shook up a little bit. I think Memorial could use a timeout right here. Saplinski's shaking a little bit, but he's a tough kid.
Going to stay in. Realize that he has the offense rolling right now.
There's a penalty down. No? Okay.
Saplinski. Checking things over, it is. It's a roughing the passer. That hard hit was a late hit, Ed.
Yeah, it was a late hit, so that's got to be tacked on, right?
Half the distance, yep.
Should put it down at about the 1.5.
Yeah, I saw him take a shot. Didn't realize it was that late because I picked up the flight of the ball to Hans.
Hans will split right. Cume up top. Here's Saplinski. Off the right side. Damon for the score. And Brick Memorial, after trailing 13-0, on the verge of 21 straight with an extra point coming up.
Uncle Mo has really turned around on this one in a hurry, huh?
3 minutes and 31 seconds that touchdown was at, guys.
3:31 remaining in the second quarter. Extra point coming up for Saplinski to make it an 8-point spread.
See, these are the things that will happen to a young and inexperienced team. So even though they did get off to that quick start, not enough to carry him through this first half.
Good snap, good hold, kick is up. And it is good. 21-13, Brick Memorial. We step out for 30 seconds. We're back with more of opening night here on the Open MRI of Wall. Game of the week on 105.7, The Hawk.
Now, back to the Open MRI of Wall High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Tonight's game brought to you by Ocean First Bank, taking care of Jersey Shore neighbors since 1902 with extraordinary community banking, member FDIC.
3:31 remaining in the first half. Brick Memorial has scored 21 in a row in a seesaw game of quarters. The first quarter owned by Brick. They led it 13-0. The second quarter dominated here by the Mustangs, who have put 21 on the board. Carl Hume will kick off. He's been busy here in the second quarter with all the scoring. Two back deep for Brick.
We've also been told by Ed Saluka that the Bank of Lights that is out will be out for the rest of the game.
Funio and Leach, the two back deep. They split the field pretty wide. The ball kicked down the middle. Funio had to run off to his left and gathered at the 10. Changing directions at the 20. Gets back to the middle of the field at the 25. And then he is taken down by Lombardo, where it'll be first and 10 for Brick at the 25.
Thought he might have been able to break it outside. Kind of turned it in. So Brick will go back on offense. Boy, in the last couple of series have just been horror shows. Brick Memorial's defense getting a lot of penetration up front, especially Kuhn, who's been very impressive along with Lombardo.
We know we're inside of 3.5 minutes. We'll give you a time update in just a second. Trips formation this time off to the right for Brick. Fattoruso will now come in motion from right to left. Fumble snap. It's picked up by Phillips, and then he is dropped at the 15-yard line. A ton of green jerseys led by Cody Pinho.
Well, there's no doubt Brick is shook right now. Those three touchdowns scored rather quickly by Brick Memorial in this second quarter has got the Dragons on their heels right now.
Yeah, they just got to get it to the locker room before it just completely falls apart.
Yeah, they can't afford to give up another one here. Nothing wrong with that snap. Phillips just dropped it, trying to give it to Cuccinello.
We've been dropping some scores on for you. Shore Regional leading Rumson-Kerhaven 3-0. That one at the half. Compliments of Steve Falk. Here's the give to Cuccinello, who will bounce off of one tackle, get back to the line of scrimmage to about the 16-yard line. Small gain on the play. It will set up a third down and long. Who's Lacey have tonight?
Pinelands.
They are up 28-8.
Central. 225, Matt.
225 remaining. Central leading Toms River South 13-6. That game of the half. Barney get up 7-0 on Homedale at the break. Quarterback draw for Phillips, trying to take advantage of the speed. Takes a hard hit as he was swung around and will get dropped in the backfield. That stop was made by Gio Gergola.
Memorial, excuse me. Timeout, Matt.
Memorial will take a timeout to force the punt and keep as much time up on the clock as they can.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the scores that really has stunned me so far is at halftime, St. John Vianney leading Mondon 26-0. We certainly thought that would be a closely contested game. But the Lancers, who really closed the season with a flourish offensively last year under Andy Carlstrom, not wasting any time putting points up on the board tonight.
And St. John Vianney lost a couple players, too, some good players from other teams. And I like Andy Carlstrom. I think
he's
done a pretty good job wherever he's been. And, you know, that's a team, St. John Vianney, or let's say a program, you know, that is could take off, you know, whenever you have a situation where you could draw players from a variety of different towns in the area, you know, maybe they don't all go to RBC.
Matt, I got a question for you. Watch this. When somebody asks you a question via Twitter, how do you answer it? Because once you go back in, aren't you going to lose that?
Let's see if I can help you here. Ed, carry the broadcast.
Yeah, this is important.
1 minute and 56 seconds left.
With this one? Which one are you trying to answer?
Yeah, okay.
Brick Will won it. Standing on his goal line.
I'll help you in a second. There you go.
I got it.
Fourth down and a bunch. 19. For Lisi. Low snap. Handles it. Gets off an end-over-end kick. Bounces on the brick side of the 40 of the 50-yard line of the 45. Takes one trickle back to the 43 where the Mustangs will have it. First down and 10.
Boy, and they've got great field position. Really with a chance to tack more points on the board at halftime.
I will be talking to Dr. Usinski, who is the new superintendent of Bricktown. What a game and night to initiate a new superintendent into the district. We have 4,000 people here.
Saplinski wanting to throw again. Flags are out. Catch is made by Basile at the 28. Slips a tackle. Gets down inside the 20 to about the 16. But this one likely coming back on a hold.
Yep, it is a hold.
Thrown 5 yards back at the 48-yard line, so it'll be about a 15-yard penalty. We've talked about, Ed, you know, you mentioned a new superintendent. You know, things not working out great with the lights, but in terms of the crowd, unbelievable turnout tonight.
Yeah, I easily 4,000, maybe even more. They're rimming the outside rim of the stadium. They're two or three deep, and maybe six or seven or ten deep on the Memorial side. Both student sections, rather large, brick in a whiteout, Memorial in a blackout, so easily distinguishable.
Well, Memorial's obviously won because the lights have gone out, so the blackout has been successful.
Meanwhile, Memorial would like to get the ball into the hands of Mike Basile. He is a game breaker, as he proved right there on that about 40-yard gain, but for naught with the hold.
First down, about 25. Saplinski. Under pressure, wants to throw, goes over the middle, Basile the target, Darcy there in the coverage, able to deflect it away, and it falls incomplete to bring up second and long.
Saplinski missed the fact that Carl Kuhn was wide open, a little bit closer to the sideline, nobody on him.
I think that was the same play they hit Basile on, coming out of the backfield up the middle of the field. Memorial can't afford a mistake here now. You don't want to give, as the clock has gone out again, you don't want to give the Dragons any chance to get on the board here. You've dominated this second quarter. You've got an eight-point lead. Don't help them out by turning it over.
We had a time update when we can. Here's Saplinski. He's going to option it off to the left side. The pitch to Pinhole will break a couple of tackles and come forward. Get it to the Brick Memorial 49-yard line on a gain of about six to set up a third down and long. I believe the Mustangs have called a timeout, and they have.
You know, Ed, you might ask the superintendent, you know, if he was a real hands-on guy.
Yeah, to get up there, climb the pole.
It should have been on the pole, absolutely.
36 seconds, by the way, Matt.
Okay, 36 seconds.
That's why the timeout. Maybe Memorial goes, it's only third down, so. Oh, I'm sorry, it's 45 seconds. We're going to change that. 45 seconds.
21-13 is the score in favor of Brick Memorial.
I mean, this game, literally, we saw just about everything in the first half. Here's the one thing we haven't had, and it's a good note. Nobody hurt.
Nope.
No cramping, no nothing.
Not yet.
I think Puccinello took a little blow, and he missed maybe one or two series, but Brick was not hurt by that because Fattoruso came in and was pretty successful on the carry that he had. But since that carry, Brick has been unable to get out of its own way. They've had trouble handling the gun snap. Phillips has been rattled a little bit and hit quite a few times, and they've turned it over.
Third down and about 18. Brick jumping. And that's going to give the Mustangs plus five and set up a third and 13. We're down about 45 seconds remaining in the first half. 21-13 the score.
Cross the plane.
Could have been one of the longer halves we've ever had.
Yeah, it's...
Hey, first night, we have nowhere to go, right?
I think Matt has plans, honestly.
Yourself, buddy. Third and 13 coming up. Saplinski motions Pinhole. Wants to throw, rolls right, in trouble. Watson's got him, then he's going to drop him. Big sack. About a 15-yard loss on the play. It'll set up fourth down and a ton.
If Brick was smart, they'd call the timeout.
They do.
Okay. That's their last one. Remember, they used two in the first 4 minutes of the game.
This will set up at least a punt from Brick Memorial and give the Green Dragons an opportunity to come through and maybe put the old punt block on. Try to change the momentum of this.
Good. 30 seconds left, Matt. 30 seconds, official time.
By the way, it was a correction on a score. Holmdel leads Barnegat 7-0 at halftime.
Wow.
Did I say that right?
No, you said it because that's what we saw, but it was a correction.
Okay. I think everybody knows that a punt block would be coming here, Ed. I mean, you'd have to think, nothing to lose, sending the house.
Yeah, even if you run into the kicker, you know, they've got 25 yards to go, so there's no danger of giving them an automatic first down unless they just go nuts on the kicker and personal foul them. I think the thing Memorial has to do here is get the snap back and just get the punt away.
Darcy, the single man back. Saplinski is the punter. He's got three protectors in front of him.
Brick's got 10 on the line. They're all coming.
Here they come. Unable to get to Saplinski, who gets off a pretty decent kick. Circumstances considered. Picked up by Darcy at the 16-yard line on the far sideline. Gets to the 24. And then chucked out of bounds by Basile. Less than a half minute to go here with the Mustangs leading the Green Dragons 21-13.
And one thing that would concern me a little bit about the punt game of Memorial, Matt, and I guess you two have noticed it upstairs, is that Saplinski kicks it very low.
Yes.
You know, he kicks spirals, but he kicks it low. So if you got a big lineman up there, gets his hands up, you got a possibility of possibly blocking a kick somewhere down the line.
First down and 10 for Brick. Let's see if they take any chances or play it close to the vest. I would think close to the vest is the way to go, but what do I know? Fattoruso in motion. Phillips will give it off to Cuccinello, who will get the corner on the near side for just a second, and then wrapped up by Basile, who's a good-looking defender, makes the tackle in the open field after a three-yard pickup.
A very good tackler.
Yeah, he was a starter last year as a sophomore. Of course, the big name that Memorial is missing is Zach Santos, who right up there with the leaders in the Shore on interceptions. Brick will let the clock run out, and that'll do it.
Let's see if we can grab Walt Curry for a comment as the Mustangs make their way off and into the locker room and got that long trek back to the school.
And coach, kind of a rough start, but the Stags and their experience put 21 on the board in the second quarter.
Yeah, we were a little sloppy offensively, turned the ball over with the pick six, but you know, we got our feet back under us and started to move the football a little bit. Our defense has really responded tonight so far. We just got to stop making mistakes on offense. We'll put more points on the board.
Thanks, coach.
That's Walt Curry in his sixth year here as the man for Brick Memorials. Put together a great program since coming over as the offensive coordinator for Point Borough. We'll step out, take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back and join Ed down on the sideline for a good interview with the Brick Superintendent of Schools. Brick Memorial 21, Brick 13. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.